Wondery Plus subscribers can binge all 7 episodes of Fed Up ad-free. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Just a note, this series contains strong language and references to eating disorders. If you or someone you know is struggling with your relationship with food, we have included resources at the end of the episode and in our show notes.
Summer in Manhattan. There is nothing quite like it. And on this August day in 2018, it's the usual 1400 degrees and the rats are living their best lives. The sidewalk outside Cipriani downtown is packed with people having a good time, hanging out, enjoying $30 salads. A waiter brings out a piece of cake with a candle on it and delivers it to one of the tables.
Birthday almost to me.
My friend, like, sends over the cake with the candle, like, their pretty, like, white meringue cake that they're, like, kind of famous for.
That's the almost birthday girl herself, Emily Gellis.
And before I go to blow out the candle, I say something like, oh, I need to get an Instagram for this. Like, I need to, like, record this, like, influencer life.
Influencer life. At the sound of those two words, the woman sitting at the table next to her pricks up her ears.
And said to me, like, oh, I heard you say you're an influencer.
This woman has long, dark brown hair and blindingly white teeth. And what do you know? She's an influencer, too.
She was like, oh, I'm so-and-so. I do this diet. I was like, oh, cool. And then we took a video together because I think she wanted me to post that she was eating pasta or something.
Look who I bumped into at lunch. The queen of F Factor Nutrition, and they're eating pasta.
The queen of F Factor Nutrition does a double jazz-handed wave, blows a kiss, and holds up her plate of pasta for the camera.
Because you can be happy and F Factor and eat pasta and live your best life ever.
Yes. She giggles, and the video ends. And that might have been it. A typical New York encounter. Except that 2 years later, these two New Yorkers, Emily and the queen of F Factor Nutrition, would be on opposite sides of a war of words, one that has spread from Instagram to the pages of national newspapers to the courtroom. And depending on which side you're on, it's either an attempt to silence the truth or the worst case of cancel culture in history. And it all begins with fiber.
Emily Gellis came for everyone. She came for anyone that was more successful than her.
You are a powder-pushing, money-hungry, disgusting, gaslighting, greedy woman.
These women don't care if they have proof. That's what's sick about them.
Apologize to the people you got sick and move on with your life.
You're sick. You are a sick, sick woman.
Why threaten to kill my family over a diet?
I have seen the devil. I have absolutely seen the devil.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If your lips are moving, then you're la la la, babe.
From Wondery, I'm Casey Wilson, and this is Fed Up. When you think about it, there's not much that's more important than what we put into our bodies. You are what you eat and all that. And we think about it so much that diets have ballooned into a $255 billion industry worldwide. There are so many diets. Paleo, South Beach, Keto, Whole30, Atkins, Zone. There are juice cleanses and master cleanses, supplements, powders, whatever Oprah's suggesting. Sure, you might go on a diet for all kinds of reasons. Help with sleep, to feel more energetic, whatever. But a lot of us, if we're being honest, have at some point thought that maybe we could lose a few pounds.
You can lose weight permanently. It's not a gimmick, and it's easy to use.
Your personality might be beautiful, but your body is not.
I used to be fat, 50 pounds fatter. There's a lot of us used to be's around.
And that's where this story starts, with a diet. The F-Factor diet. A trendy and successful diet that is centered around eating a lot of fiber. And I mean a lot of fiber. Created by the jazz hands lady from the Cipriani lunch. But a word of warning. Like most things that happen in that glorious hellhole of a place called the internet, nothing and nobody is quite what it seems. And this particular feud that happens where the shiny facades of Instagram and diet culture meet, well, it's a black hole that sucks a lot of people, well-meaning and not so well-meaning, in. This is the first in a six-part series. This is episode one, Fear and Bloating in New York City. After taking that video at Cipriani, birthday girl Emily Gellis and queen of F-Factor Nutrition Tanya Zuckerbrot did the whole influencer etiquette thing.
She was like, let me follow you. So I was like, okay. So I courteously followed her back. It's like the nice thing to do.
Tanya remembers this moment a little differently.
I don't even remember meeting her at Cipriani, but she came up to me like a fangirl filming me. She put me on her story and I'm like, okay, I don't know you.
Okay, so not surprising that they didn't become best friends, or even friends for that matter. Let's be real, they'd only talked once since then.
We had spoken like briefly over DM, and it was me inviting her to like a Poppy event, I think. Poppy is my skincare line. And I think I was having a luncheon like when we were launching it.
This part, they actually do more or less remember the same way.
Then she invited me to some party. I politely declined. She asked to send me product. I said, sure.
That was pretty much the end of their correspondence. But Emily still saw Tanya's content on the daily. And the queen of F Factor, the fiber queen, posts with a single focus. Fiber, fiber, and more fiber. Never enough fiber. And she makes it look good.
I was seeing what she was posting all the time, you know, Gigi crackers and these waffles, this and that, you know, like, living this, like, I don't know, glorious life, eating these, like, waffles and other things.
And so at some point, Emily decides, why not?
I looked it up and, like, the way I've tried a million different diets before. So I was like, oh, what's another, like, diet to try?
Emily starts where most people start on F Factor, with the most fibrousy thing she can get her paws on, some Gigi crackers. But crackers is generous. Gigi's are these flat, dry, completely tasteless Scandinavian squares.
To me, they taste like cardboard. I just could not get them down.
Until the person she's hired to help organize her closets throws her a lifeline, as they always do.
She was on the diet and she was like, yeah, like I just, instead of eating a bagel, like I'll eat the Gigi cracker and I'll put the, like the egg salad or the cream cheese or whatever.
Genius. Thank you, closet organizer. So Emily gives it a try, but that night...
This has never happened to me in my life. And I'm sorry to be so graphic, but I felt like I was being stabbed, like, in my asshole.
I love that.
I don't know how... I don't know what that is. I think it's gas. It was the worst... I literally thought I was going to die. Like, I was like, what the hell is wrong with me?
When she tells people about this afterwards, more than a few of them are like, well, you're doing it wrong.
And people were like, yeah, like you need to drink more water or something like that. But I was like, no, like water is not, I don't ever want to feel that feeling ever again. Like I'm never like eating those things again.
So out go the Gigi crackers. Emily tries one more thing. She gives the F-Factor protein powder a go. After all, she's seen Tanya on Instagram using it to make waffles day in and day out.
I love waffles.
I mean, who doesn't love waffles?
I'm like a big carb girl. I love bagels, bread, pizza, like grilled cheese. Like, I love these things. And here's this woman. She's eating waffles every day. So, like, great. I remember trying to make these waffles. I bought a waffle maker, which I've used one time in my life. And I bought this powder. I made this waffle. It didn't look pretty at all. It looked like shit, actually. It doesn't come out at all how it looks on Instagram. Maybe that's my fault. And it just tasted like synthetic-y to me. Like, it didn't taste good. I didn't like how the waffle tasted. And I was like, all right, this isn't for me. And so that was the beginning, middle, and end of me ever trying the diet.
Now, to be fair, she tried two products associated with the diet, which is not really trying the diet. The diet has a lot more to it than that. It's a whole program with three steps and rules. But regardless, that was it for Emily and the F Factor diet. Until 2020, when Emily is stuck inside her New York City apartment.
Two of the nation's biggest states joined a third in ordering all non-essential workers to stay home. Now, New York and California and Illinois are in lockdown mode.
All things considered, it's a nice apartment. High ceilings, a small terrace, which in New York terms, outdoor space is essentially unheard of. So this is a big win.
We were just like, everyone was working from home.
But lockdown has a special way of making any space feel very small.
My husband is so loud when he talks on the phone. And I started to hear his like sales spiel all the time. And I was like, oh my God, I can't listen to you talk anymore.
So she does what everyone else does. Goes on Instagram.
Oh, you want to learn how to make sourdough bread like this? Truly, from start to finish? Creating your own sourdough starter.
So for the first TikTok dance of the day, what we want to do is we start with a diagonal running man on our left.
And time to tie-dye. So I have this big old kit full of a bunch of colors. I think I'm going to go with like a teal and like purple and pink. Those
are like, I was talking a lot about COVID and linking things like tie-dye sets that like every influencer under the sun was linking because people were obsessed with like wearing tie-dye.
And there's only so much tie-dye and so much sourdough we can take. It's just the same shit everywhere. Well, everywhere except Dumois. Dumois is the name of an Instagram account that trades in hot gossip and celebrity sightings, and people are hungry for it. Dumois is posting all the time. Who's eating out where? Who's gotten back together? Who's been seen at which bar? Want to know which A-lister snuck off on their yacht while the rest of us normies are locked down at home? Dumois. Or how about which celebrity is rude to waitstaff? Dumois. How about which celebrity likes to wear headphones during sex? Dumois.
My favorite stories are like, I saw Kendall Jenner and she like ordered a bagel, you know?
This is Dumois talking on the hashtag No Filter podcast.
Like yesterday and today, I've got like two stories of people who slept with celebrities.
Instagram users send Dumois their hot tips and she throws them in her stories. Sidebar, I was mentioned in Dumois once. They said I was, quote, nice.
I do not know them to be true. They could all be tall tales that were told to me from random people on Instagram. I do not research. I barely Google. Like, I don't look up one thing.
Who needs to Google? It's all meant to be fun. This Instagram account is just the messenger who spills the tea for all, and we're grateful for your service. Of course, there's no way to tell what's true and what's not on Dumois, except the thing about me being nice, of course. That's a fact. Anyway, one day in early May, Emily's kicking back on her couch, looking through Dumois' stories, and she starts to see all these claims about a New York dietitian and her very popular diet. Her diet hurt my stomach and body. I hired a real nutritionist and feel amazing. Block my name, please, but I live in NYC and have heard of people on F Factor developing serious eating issues and even bodily harm due to the crazy amount of fiber they were consuming. It is not a healthy diet, and I heard corporate culture is a nightmare as well. At the top of each DM she shares, Dumois has added the name of this dietitian in bright purple letters. A name that is going to forever change Emily's life. Tanya Zuckerbrot.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
As Emily continues tapping through Dumois' stories, she keeps seeing more and more claims about F Factor and Tanya Zuckerbrot. There's one story that catches Emily's attention. She holds her thumb down on the screen and reads attentively.
I was once a client and fell under her spell hard. She would tell me that if Holocaust victims who went into concentration camps overweight could lose weight, then so could I. She told me that the most important thing was to stay in control at all times of my food. And that if the antidepressant I was on was causing weight gain, then that too was a choice. She also told me that if I stayed on it, I was choosing mediocrity. Feel free to print this. I hope it helps other women to snap out of it.
I'm just thinking, who the fuck gives advice like this? This is the craziest shit I've ever read. Like, what? Besides how offensive the Holocaust comment was, I was looking at the mental health part. Somebody who is not a mental health professional should never be giving advice about taking or not taking medication.
And so after reading this, she records a video for her followers.
And I just want to say, as somebody that takes anxiety medication, I just want to say that if you had ever felt that you were in any way being mediocre for taking a medicine that helps you to lead a normal and healthy life, I want you to know that that's an insane way to think.
I'm just somebody that's struggled with anxiety so much. And taking anxiety medication when I've needed it has literally helped me live such a normal and happy and fulfilling life. So just the notion that anybody would ever tell anybody, it doesn't matter who said it, that they should potentially not take a medicine that could make them like enjoy living their life because it would make them skinnier was like just mind-boggling to me.
You should never feel bad about that. Even if you gained weight from medicine, who the fuck cares? Feeling good in your brain and feeling okay every day is the most important thing. Most important.
And then Emily fires off a DM to Dumois, who she says she knows.
I said, is this legit? Like, what's going on here? And she told me yes. And she was like, you wouldn't believe how many of these messages I've gotten. We discussed at length whether this was something real or not. And she told me this is very real. I remember saying to her, like, really? And she was like, yes. So I was more shocked than anyone in the beginning. I was really surprised. I couldn't understand how could a diet that's so popular and so glamorous be having these negative side effects that like nobody knows about. It was shocking to me in the beginning.
Dumois, by the way, denies this conversation happened, although she did have this to say on the hashtag No Filter podcast.
I could tell you, based on the messages that I received, that the person, the face of this diet, isn't anything like she portrays herself to be.
Emily's a real where there's smoke, there's fire kind of gal. And when she has this exchange with Dumois, it presses that little button in her brain, or is it her conscience, that says, okay, Emily, it's time to do something. We've got a right versus wrong situation on our hands.
I grew up with a father who's an attorney, and he's a very honest attorney and a good attorney, and he believes in right versus wrong, which I guess is part of where I get it from.
She gets an idea. She does have this platform, and 160,000 followers is nothing to shake a stick at. Besides, maybe she is the right person to poke around.
I am from Long Island. Tanya's also from Long Island.
They're both from Great Neck, to be precise.
Great Neck, for anyone that doesn't know, is a beautiful, picturesque town in Long Island, New York. And the Great Gatsby famously took place there, if anyone needs some context.
And Emily knows there's a fair amount of overlap between F Factor users and her own followers.
I have a large following from Great Neck, where I grew up, which are also a lot of people, I think, that do that diet. So I knew that if there were anyone that had, you know, if there were a truth to it, I felt like it's going to come to me. Like, people are going to write to me and say, or they're going to be like, no, I've never heard of that. And I'd be like, okay, this is just some random page.
And so Emily decides to put out a call.
If you have a story and feel you've been silenced and you need or want to be heard anonymously, you can send it to me. I will share with protected identity. Without realizing it, you are all helping each other.
And slowly but surely started getting a tremendous amount of DMs, more than I could have ever imagined in my life. I can't even express over here or probably ever in my life how shocked I was at the messages I got.
I became very ill in March after following F Factor for 3 months. I literally shit myself a few times a day and couldn't keep any food down for 2 weeks. I had to stop eating those bars. They made me so ill. I would have gas, bloating, cramping, diarrhea, and would be unable to eat dinner. My husband would literally yell at me to stop eating that shit that rips up your stomach. I did develop a serious eating disorder that had me hospitalized for months from the F Factor diet. I was one of the idiots who tried it and was buying it. I wouldn't even eat a banana. I was scared of the carbs in a fucking banana or watermelon.
People were getting sick in all different ways, whether they were covered in rashes, whether they were going to the emergency room with this looking 9 months pregnant when they weren't pregnant at all. All of those different side effects, all of these people getting sick, going to different doctors and the doctors looking at them, not knowing what's wrong with them.
I was hospitalized for acute abdominal pain a month after receiving my bars. I literally shit blood at one point, and all these symptoms developed when I was on the diet and using the powders/bars.
People were talking about these side effects, and I just remember thinking to myself, like, wait a second, maybe there's like a lot more to this than I realized.
There was more to this than Emily could have realized in almost every single way imaginable. She was swimming in DMs, full of alarming claims, mostly from people she didn't know, asking her to keep them anonymous with no real way to know if what she was reading was even true, and no real game plan for what to do with these messages, and no real answer to the fairly obvious question. Why did so many people seem to have it out for this woman, Tanya Zuckerbrot, and this diet, F Factor?
People were coming to me and saying to me, like, you don't want to go up against her. You don't know what she's going to do to you. And I was like, what is she going to do to me? Like, what is this woman, a witch? Like, is this voodoo? Like, what are you talking about?
This is a story about the internet and social media. Truth is more subjective than it should be, and each side holds a very different version of it. So buckle up.
Anyone who has been lying about me or F Factor is on notice.
This season on Fed Up.
I just wanted to be my best version, be healthy and look good.
F Factor allows you to dine out, to drink alcohol, to eat carbs, and not to be a slave to the gym.
The book was able to change the way in which I saw food.
I probably didn't eat an apple for 3 years.
People are sending me copies of their medical bills where they're like spending so much money to try and figure out what is wrong with them.
I said to her, like, are you sure you want to do this? Because the people you're messing with have money.
Anybody can say anything about anyone online, whether it's true or false, and get away with it.
You would see me come on camera and I would be shaking and crying, trying to defend my honor and my company's honor as my company is being destroyed by lies.
I'm spreading lies? No, bitch. I'm spreading the truth.
She was relentless and evil.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Fed Up ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
From Wondery, this is episode 1 of 6 of Fed Up. This is a story about wealth, wellness, and influence, and how when things get out of hand, it can be hard to sort the facts from the fiber. The events reported in this episode are not the whole story. As the series unfolds in later episodes, we report new information and insights relating to what you've just heard. If you or someone you know is struggling with your relationship with food, please know you are not alone. There are free confidential helplines with people waiting to help. In the U.S., you can call or text the National Eating Disorder Association at 1-800-931-2237. Fed Up is hosted by me, Casey Wilson. I also co-host another podcast you should check out called Bitch Sesh. Writers for Fed Up are Sass Goldberg and Blair Beacon. Senior producer is Julia Lowry Henderson. Producers are Denise Chan and Chris Siegel. Reporting by Bajoli Shah. Additional production assistance from Sarah Bell Lynn and Malachi Wade. Sound design and mixing by Michelle Macklem. Music supervisor is Scott Velasquez for Frison Sync. Fact-checking by Jacqueline Coletti. Managing producer is Letha Pundia. Coordinating producer is Olivia Weber. Executive producer is Sass Goldberg. Executive producers are George Lavender, Marshall Louie, and Jen Sargent for Wondery.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.